This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolina is home to one of the greatest uninsured populations in the country. The latest census data indicate that more than 1 million people in our state are living without health insurance. Many of them are employed workers, and they're caught in the coverage gap. A large swath of adults also have disabilities. Many veterans and their family members are in this group, and people with behavioral health disorders, all in the 1 million people who are uninsured in North Carolina. New analysis from the left-leaning North Carolina Justice Center argues that Medicaid expansion would drastically reduce the number of uninsured in this state. It could also bring significant health and economic benefits. Joining us to talk about the analysis is Brendan Riley. He's a health policy analyst who authored the report, Profiling North Carolina's Uninsured, How Expanding Medicaid Can Make a Difference. Brendan, welcome to the state. It's good to
have you. Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start first by giving some context to this report. North Carolina, one of 14 states that did not expand Medicaid. Tell us how that choice has affected our state.
Absolutely. So like you said, 36 other states in Washington, D.C. have expanded Medicaid. In North Carolina, we are living with a coverage gap. So what that means is under current Medicaid eligibility, very few people can actually qualify for Medicaid. If you're an adult and you don't have a disability, you're under the age of 65, and you don't have children, it's really hard to qualify. If you're in a family of three and you make more than $8,000 a year, which is a small sum, you make too much to qualify for Medicaid in North Carolina. Now, if you're an adult in North Carolina and you don't have children or a disability, you cannot qualify no matter how low your income is at all. So we have hundreds of thousands of adults in North Carolina who are uninsured, some of whom are parents who cannot qualify for Medicaid at all. They also make too little to qualify for financial help to buy a plan under the Affordable Care Act. Under the way the ACA was written, they expected that every state would expand Medicaid and every state would also have access to these premium tax credits to buy private plans. And of course, when the Supreme Court ruled the ACA was constitutional back in 2012, they also ruled that states didn't have to implement the Medicaid expansion. It would be a choice. So we're one of very few remaining states now. Many red and blue states alike have expanded Medicaid, but we have this coverage gap.
Well, that's interesting, too. Let's just talk about that for a moment, then we'll talk about the impact. But the fact is that initially, of course, the Republicans decided to seek their revenge on the Obama administration and show that they were having no part of ACA. They would not expand Medicaid. It's what they could do. Since then, a number of those Republican-led states have realized this is cutting our own throats. And so a number of states initially who had refused to expand Medicaid have actually signed on, right?
That's absolutely right. We saw Republican governors who are not known for necessarily being progressive, Chris Christie in New Jersey, Jan Brewer in Arizona, John Kasich in Ohio, Rick Snyder in Michigan, all decided to expand the Medicaid program. Since then, we haven't even just seen lawmakers in red states decide to expand. But of course, back in November, three red states decided to put it to voters who passed the Medicaid expansion. And that was in Utah, Nebraska, and Idaho. And they have all now since decided to expand Medicaid, as has our northern neighbor, Virginia.
So we've had time to think about this and time to analyze it. What effect has it had in those states that did expand Medicaid?
Well, in states that expanded Medicaid, they've vastly reduced their uninsured rates. Way more people got covered, and that meant more people are getting the access to the health care that they need. It means that hospitals are doing better, especially in rural areas where they operate on the margins, because they're getting paid for providing care to people that would have been previously uninsured who are now covered under Medicaid. They've seen big economic impacts because Medicaid expansion is largely paid for by the federal government. So it's new money circulating into your economy, new money circulating to your hospitals. Michigan saw over 30,000 jobs created that they've attributed to the Medicaid expansion. Montana's also seen thousands of jobs created. These Medicaid expansions have helped individuals access the care that they need. It's helped individual households become more financially secure. There's even a new study came out this month that shows that Medicaid expansion is associated with a reduction in poverty generally. So people are really benefiting from Medicaid expansion on an individual level, but also societally. The economic impacts have been really huge.
Yeah, and these are local economies because this is money that stays right there. You're talking about healthcare providers, healthcare professionals, hospitals, and of course the places that need it most are the rural areas that are the most economically underdeveloped. So some of this stuff, and I would think most of the economic development that came through Medicaid expansion happen in rural areas, the tough nut to crack, right?
Absolutely. And we know that rural hospitals tend to be the economic engines in their communities. They tend to be the biggest employer in rural communities. And of course, here in North Carolina, since the General Assembly and Governor Pat McCrory rejected Medicaid expansion back in 2013, we've seen 5 rural hospitals close, and now another 8 are at high risk of financial distress. And so we know that Medicaid expansion can really make a huge difference by helping those rural hospitals stay afloat and also to be, you know, the economic engines that they are in their communities.
We talked about 1 million uninsured in North Carolina. Who are they? Give us a snapshot.
Yeah, so, you know, the million uninsured in North Carolina, that's the 6th largest uninsured population in the country. More than 1 out of every 10 North Carolinians is uninsured, but the vast majority of these folks are what we call non-elderly adults, people between the ages of 19 and 64. And that's because Medicaid and Medicare currently cover most of our children and a lot of the elderly. So if you look at just people between the ages of 19 and 64, almost 1 out of 6 in North Carolina are uninsured. And among these non-elderly adults, they're disproportionately low income. 2 out of every 5 North Carolinians have incomes low enough to qualify for Medicaid if we expand. We also know the vast majority of these folks are workers, as you mentioned. They just don't get coverage through their employers.
Interestingly enough, in going through your report, I noticed that demographically, that the group, these people who are uninsured, actually represent the state pretty closely, right?
Absolutely. But we were surprised to see that as well, that you see that folks racially and ethnically, it mirrors the state pretty closely. Although, of course, there are a lot of disparities that remain and reflect a lot of the nation's policies when it comes to health care and economic opportunity.
But expanding Medicaid would not disproportionately benefit one racial group over another. That is pretty well spread according to our own general population.
That's right. Benefits would be well distributed.
Veterans, too, are among this group and a large number of the million that we're talking about, right? Or percentage.
That's right. We've got tens of thousands of military veterans and their families who are uninsured here in North Carolina. And that surprises a lot of people because we tend to think that we take care of our veterans when they serve our country and they come back home. And for the most part, the system that we do have, whether it's through the Veterans Affairs healthcare system, you know, a lot of North Carolinians live in rural areas where they don't have access to VA hospitals or clinics. And on top of that, a lot of those folks are uninsured. TRICARE, the military health insurance program, only covers those who are in active duty or who've retired after a full career. So disproportionately, we see a lot of younger veterans, particularly those who served in the Afghanistan and Iraq conflicts. They tend to be disproportionately uninsured. And a lot of those folks, when they come back, just like their civilian companions, they fall into the coverage gap. Those who don't earn enough to qualify for financial help can't qualify for Medicaid today.
North Carolina, among the few states left that have not expanded Medicaid. We're talking about the benefits of Medicaid expansion today on The State of Things. Brendan Riley is with me, health policy analyst with the North Carolina Justice Center that just did a report. Okay, but what does it cost?
Well, what we've seen from the proposals to expand Medicaid here in North Carolina, we've seen Democrats come out with a bill. We've seen Governor Roy Cooper propose a way to do this. And we've seen some conservative Republican lawmakers who've started to push a proposal. They all show that this can be done without any state appropriations, that we can use assessments on healthcare organizations to pay for the state share. The vast majority of the Medicaid expansion is paid for by the federal government, 90%. And that's really generous compared to how much we normally have to pay for the Medicaid program. So most of this is new federal money that's coming into our state. It's actually going to generate a lot of state savings as well as new economic activity if we move forward with Medicaid
expansion.
But
the fear is there were 2 complaints going forward, and that's why this state nominally, ostensibly said that they refused to expand Medicaid, apart from the obvious political reasons. But ostensibly, they said, look, ultimately, this is going to fall to us. When this program runs out, we've got all these people on Medicaid. Now, we're picking up the bill, A. And B, our Medicaid system really is struggling as it is. You add all these people to it, we can't digest them. What about all that?
Well, I think those were some of the reasons we heard early on. I think, first and foremost, what we've seen is that under federal law, the federal government is going to pay that 90%, and that doesn't change. At first, the federal government would have paid the entire cost of expansion for the first few years. We missed out on that because our lawmakers refused to expand. However, the generous cost that's being provided by the federal government is still on the table and will be under federal law. The second part of that We heard a lot of talk about our Medicaid system not being ready for this in the past. Lawmakers passed a big change to our Medicaid system back in 2015 to move us to Medicaid managed care, a bill that was just proposed this week by in our North Carolina General Assembly by Democrats in the House and Senate, would have Medicaid expansion coincide with the change in our Medicaid managed care system. We've moved from fee-for-service to managed care. That was largely an initiative from the Republican lawmakers in our General Assembly. Our Medicaid program has been under control. We have been under budget for several years now. So I think it looks like we're in a great position to expand and really help out not just those who would gain coverage, but our existing Medicaid system.
What about politically? What do you see on the horizon here for the state of North Carolina in terms of its chances, Medicaid expansion?
Well, I think the November election really sent a lot of messages nationwide about the importance of healthcare, as we mentioned about states that voted to expand Medicaid through ballot referendum. And of course, we know that because of the November election results in North Carolina, there's likely going to be more bipartisanship in the General Assembly. I think there's a good chance that lawmakers do work together to find some sort of bipartisan solution to close the coverage gap. Obviously, we know Democrats and Governor Roy Cooper are for it. There's no more supermajority, so there's going to be more compromise. There's always the threat of a veto. But we also know that more Republican leaders are coming out and saying that they need to find a way to close the coverage gap.
Brendan Riley, health policy analyst for the left-leaning North Carolina Justice Center, author of the new report Profiling North Carolina's Uninsured, How Expanding Medicaid Can Make a Difference. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Frank.
You can find a link to the report at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, Lil Buck, a street dancer who went viral after touring with Yo-Yo Ma. Lil Buck and John Boogs here on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.